Did You Know with Emma Tyrrell on 98 FM.
We're well used to the Lewis traversing the city. But did you know there was once a plan that would have allowed people to get from one end of the Liffey to the other via the sky? Dubbed the Suez, it involved suspending a cable car above the river, offering a one-way trip from near the Three Arena to close to Houston Station. It was 2006, the tail end of the Celtic Tiger, and developer Barry Boland was behind the tourist attraction.
We had four towers, 4 points along the Liffey itself, and the cable would travel at an average of about 70, between 70 and 90 metres high. We had three cable cars travelling in each direction, each of which would carry 25 people, so that everybody's within the cable car would have a view of what they wanted to see.
What was people's reaction to it?
About 50% of the people that I talked to about it loved it, and about 50% hated it. So we thought the best thing to do was to actually put it into the planning process, and if the county council, or city council as it was at the time, were in agreement, and the Bord Pleanála as it was at the time agreed, then we were in business. If they didn't agree, then it was to go in the bin.
Can you imagine, you know, floating along the Liffey in this bubble car, spread with, you know, surrounded by glass, and travelling along? Yeah, it was mad. But as I said, you know, mad ideas are sometimes good ideas.
Labour councillor Dermot Lacey was one of those that supported looking into the idea and weighing up whether it could work.
My memory is that I think these poles that it would hang from were about 20 feet higher than Liberty Hall, 20 metres higher than Liberty Hall. So you're talking about being really way up, and it was sort of cables hanging, stretching along the Liffey. Some people felt it would interfere with the architecture of the city. Some people just didn't like it anyway. Some people have no imagination. But we need more imagination. We need more creativity. We need more exciting projects. And I always supported it on that basis, that it deserved to get a hearing, it deserved to get a tryout. And if it wasn't going to work, well, then we see that in the planning process. But we have a terrible tendency to knock things in Dublin. The whitewater rafting facility was an example of that. You know, the same people who supported at committee level then opposed us when, you know, your colleagues in the media started having a go at us. You know, let's think creatively.
It came with an €80 million price tag, but ultimately the Suez never got off the ground. Barry Boland says they were unable to get permission to use the City Council land needed for the bases of the giant towers.
So we needed the city manager to give us the right to lodge the planning application. Not to approve it, but simply to lodge it and let the planning authority and the board make the decision. The original city manager, as it was at the time, was very much in favour, but by the time we got our act together and did all the research, which was expensive by the way, the manager had changed, and the three successive managers, and it's their opinion, do not feel as if they want to get involved.
But could Dublin one day have cable cars like Lisbon and Singapore?
So we're at a position now that we could go for planning within 3 months. We have the investors. We know it can cost about €80 million. We know we don't need any grants or subsidies or tax breaks, that we can do this as a private sector initiative with the dividend for the city of, on the one hand, a new pedestrian bridge at city offices, but more importantly, an annual rent of somewhere of the order of 10% of revenue. So that's on offer still. We're still anxious to do it. We think it's a good idea. And if the City of Dublin agree, then we could have it built in 2 years.
So it's definitely not dead in the water then?
Oh, certainly not. We're still here. If I could get enough people in Dublin to say, this is a good idea, let's do it, or at least find out whether it can get planning permission, we're ready to do that again.
You can listen to more episodes in the Did You Know series on 98FM.com or the Go Loud app.
Did You Know with Emma Tyrrell on 98FM.